This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States is locked and loaded to respond to the fiery attacks on the Saudi Arabian oil facilities. This after a number of drones attacked a Saudi Arabian oil plant and fields before dawn Saturday, causing a massive fire. The Saudis say no one was killed or injured, but the damage will cut into the country's daily output of 5.7 million barrels of oil a day. Trump tweeted late on Sunday, "There's no reason to believe we know there is reason to believe we know the culprit." He added he's waiting to hear from the Saudis as to who they believe was behind the attack and under what terms we would proceed. Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen have claimed responsibility for the attack, but U.S. officials do not believe that's the case, based on the direction from which the attack came. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo pinned the blame on Iran, calling it an unprecedented attack on the world's energy supply. Iran calls the charges it was behind the attack maximum lies. Weekend protests in Hong Kong have again turned violent. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has that story.
Demonstrators again numbered in the thousands Sunday, marching beneath a canopy of umbrellas through downtown Hong Kong. But as the day wore on, hardcore protesters dressed in black and wearing masks took more aggressive action, barricading subway stations, smashing security cameras, and lobbing gasoline bombs toward government buildings. Police responded with tear gas and water cannons, spraying protesters with chemical-laced blue water. Protester Sam Chow says the world needs to know
the one country, two system is not working.
He'd like to see the U.S. and Britain pressure Chinese leaders with sanctions. I'm Ben Thomas.
Tunisians went to the polls Sunday to elect a new president. 26 candidates are on the ballot. This is VOA News. Forecasters are closely monitoring Humberto, the latest storm development expected to become a hurricane in the coming days. Humberto is moving away from the Bahamas. It's not the threat to the battered region that Hurricane Dorian was. As the Bahamas recover from Dorian, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says rebuilding efforts there require rich countries to contribute to climate and development financing.
The financial cost of the damage caused by Dorian is not clear, but it will be in the billions of dollars. And the Bahamas cannot be expected to foot this bill alone. These new large-scale climate-related disasters demand a new multilateral response.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel convened his final pre-election cabinet meeting on Sunday in a part of the West Bank he has vowed to annex if he's reelected. He laid out a plan to build a new settlement there amid a last-ditch drive to galvanize his base. The meeting, along with the new pledges, came despite an international outcry over Netanyahu's promise to annex the West Bank's Jordan Valley. Annexing that area, considered to be the heartland of any future Palestinian state, would all but extinguish any remaining Palestinian hopes for independence. Democratic leaders warned President Trump on Sunday that any proposal on gun control must include a House-passed bill to expand background checks or else risk no legislation at all. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer say they spoke by phone with President Trump, who told them he was working on a gun plan. Schumer says while he's holding out hope, he's not expecting anything.
Right after a terrible tragedy occurs, he says we have to do something on background checks, and then he backs off. And the word is that the NRA and others are putting pressure on him, and the thing that he will go for will not be acceptable.
He's also pushing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to let the legislation go to the floor for a vote. McConnell has declined to hold a vote on background checks, saying it's not clear Trump would sign the law. Julie Walker, New York.
The Afghan Taliban on Sunday revoked its ban on the International Committee of the Red Cross and restored its guarantee for the security of Red Cross staff during humanitarian work in Afghanistan. A Red Cross spokesman said also on Sunday that the organization's operations have resumed in Afghanistan. The Taliban imposed a ban on the Red Cross and the World Health Organization in April over suspicions about their vaccination campaigns. Afghanistan is one of the last countries in which polio is still endemic. The Taliban control more than half of Afghanistan's 410 districts. And a solid gold toilet that was part of an art exhibit has been stolen from the birthplace and home of former British Prime Minister Winston Churchill. It's created by artist Maurizio Catalan. The 18-carat toilet is titled America. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.
VOA.